of our vision and our mission is every time we teach a class to teach people to be balanced in body and empowered from within. And that's what we set out to do with our very first studio. And here we are realizing our vision. We have 185 studios. They are all owned and operated by women. We have a beautiful streaming business on a premium platform, reaching people in over 100 countries.
Hi, I'm Melanie Barr. Welcome back to the She Built It podcast, your go-to place to empower you to live the life and business that you crave. I'm here to talk about everything from having the courage to make life and career leaps to the details of how to lead effectively, create successful teams, implement strategies for growth, and infuse tech innovation. I'm here to celebrate your wins and navigate through your challenges. I live in the city now, but I grew up in a town of 1,000 people. I've navigated major life leaps, a senior level corporate career, worked in professional sports, and now as a successful entrepreneur who loves business, technology, family, and making meaningful connections with you and the She Built It community. I also love a good workout and dose of self-care. Magic happens when we focus on the part of ourselves and our business that brings us joy. So turn up the audio, open your favorite notes app, grab your favorite drink, and here we go. Welcome back to the She Built It podcast. Thank you for joining us, Sadie. You are the founder of Bar 3, a fitness and wellness company focused on teaching people to be balanced in body and empowered from within. You have grown Bar 3 to include more than 185 franchise studios powered by female entrepreneurs, plus an online workout streaming subscriber base in 100 plus countries. Share with us the story behind creating your business and what inspired you to start it.
What inspired me, I had previously been in the fitness industry for about a decade. It was 24-hour fitness. I went there right out of grad school and stayed there for 10 years and helped grow the company from 25 gyms to over 430. So I really learned the business. More importantly, as an entrepreneur, I learned what was missing, started to investigate, why don't I feel great in this gym environment? Fitness isn't wrong. It's not broken. It's working for so many people. But for me, I felt the weight of body image ideals in the industry. I was building this quiet shame in my body. I was pushing myself too hard. I had chronic pain, and I was hoping to merge my love of yoga with fitness, a mindfulness approach to fitness. So that was the heart and the seed of Bar 3. And that combined with my husband wanting to branch out and do his own thing as well. We wanted to build a company around our core values. A company that our two little kids at the time, they're 2 and 3 and a half, would be proud to be a part of. I had the business acumen, growing fitness. I had the purpose. And so we took a leap of faith, moved to Portland, Oregon from Oakland, California, and started our first Bar 3 studio 15 years ago.
I love that. And you're right. We all want to work out, but we want to work out in different ways and in different environments. And it's not a one place fits all people.
Yeah, exactly. And back then, there wasn't a lot of fitness for women. It was more of a masculine product, which works for a lot of women. There was more emphasis on like sport performance in general, fitness for weight loss, fitness for success. All these outer external measures was the dominant narrative in the industry. And I would argue it still is. And for me, I needed to experience fitness in a way that honored my inner landscape, my emotions, my energy levels, my confidence, my feeling of being strong. That made me feel really good and motivated me. When I exercised with that kind of mindset, I got better results. And I learned all that when I was pregnant with my first child, because that's when I started to move in my body as I did fitness. And I would modify based on my ever-changing body in the present moment. And that was very different than moving to try to get my body to a shape that I imagined in the future. To lose weight, to be more ripped, to look a certain way. Instead, I started to move just to be in my body and be honest in my body, and everything shifted.
That's so interesting. I'm a mom of twins, and you're right. You become so much more self-aware because you have to be careful with how you move.
Yeah, self-aware, body aware, and delighted, right? It's like you're surprised. Like every day is such a curiosity, because when you become a mother for the first time, it's all new. I taught this morning and I mentioned this in class. I said, even if you've taken your 3,000th class, which there was a client I just signed a card for her 3,600th class. I said, even if it's your 3,000th class, pretend it's your very first one, because today's a new day, and be curious about your body.
I love that. It's such a fun outlook.
It is. It makes it more fun. I always say it's only Bar 3. It's not that serious. Let's have fun here.
Building a business like you have takes vision. Tell us about your vision for Bar 3 and how has it evolved?
Our vision was to be owned and operated by women for everybody, but that would be our target, to redefine success and fitness from an external measure of success to an internal measure of success, because I knew for myself that was a healing approach. So that was a big part of our vision. And our mission is every time we teach a class to teach people to be balanced in body and empowered from within. And that's what we set out to do with our very first studio. And here we are realizing our vision. We have 185 studios. They are all owned and operated by women. We have a beautiful streaming business on a premium platform, reaching people in over 100 countries now, which just absolutely blows my mind. And now looking forward, I think we've done a beautiful job and truly made an impact when it comes to body positivity and body diversity. If you look at our online instructors, we are all different shapes and we're all confident and strong in our bodies and ages. I'm really proud of that. Where we have to grow is in diversity, equity, and inclusion. And we're making a conscious, intentional approach to that, to representing more people of color. We're in more of the early stages of that, but it's already starting to happen, which is really exciting. Rounding out the client journey. When we first opened our doors 15 years ago, we didn't call ourselves a fitness company because I wanted to redefine fitness and not be anchored in an old idea of what fitness is. Today, we're proudly a fitness company because we've redefined it, but also a wellness company. And so I think you'll see in the future more and more rounded out client journeys beyond our studio walls for people who come to us.
And you're so right, because we can look good, but it's just as important that we also feel good on the inside. And it's so great that you're giving women and people the business and entrepreneurial opportunity.
Yeah. My own journey around body image. I got into fitness because I wanted to look the part. I was like, wow, if I could make fitness my career, this is when I was 20. That's how long ago I started. I'm like, I'll have to work out. I'll have to be winning. I'll have to be successful. This is my ticket to success, is being in shape. And I had a vision of what that looked like in my head. I worked out that way, but all that happened was I ended up, body shame went up and pain went up. I was pushing my body too hard and for the wrong reasons. I wasn't really compassionate in my body or loving in my body. And even though I might have lost weight, I probably got stronger. I was really unhappy. And it was a silent unhappy. And that's really lonely to have that secret feeling of, I'm not good in here. And so many women, specifically men too, but so many women I meet share threads of that story. And we're all tired of it. We want to take back feeling good in our bodies, however they are in that day, in that moment.
Leadership is as challenging as it is rewarding. What do you think is the most important element of leadership when growing and scaling a business?
Be self-aware where your inherent, natural, authentic superpowers lie. Be really clear on that, honest in that, and where they don't, and where you can respectfully hire other people who are different than you. When I started my company, and this is a real common tendency, I hired a bunch of people that were mirrors of me, and we weren't diverse as a leadership team, and there wasn't as much innovation, there wasn't as much growth, and it wasn't really healthy. Healthy leaders know to build their teams based on what they don't have inside of themselves and their natural skill set, and then really respect that. And that takes training. That takes time. We as a leadership team have brought in different consultants. We've done lots of different strength finders, like Core Values Index was the latest one we did, which was great, by the way, to really understand our differences so we can debate things in a safe environment and question things together. That's probably been the biggest unlock for me as a leader.
Thank you for sharing that, because it can be hard to look at ourselves at times and with that critical thinking. And I am always so inspired by the women and the leaders that come on the show that say they've taken a hard look at themselves to say, what am I good at? Who do I need to hire around me that might be better than I am in some areas? So that's great advice.
Yeah, and you can do it quietly on your own as a leader, especially if you're a very visible leader. I certainly am. And I found it really helpful to have a coach and to read books, have an entrepreneur group outside of my company. So I met with a group from entrepreneur organization, a forum for 8 years, the same group of 8 people, they all owned their own business. And we would sit together for half a day once a month and vulnerably share the significant part of growing as a leader. And a big part of that is seeing the shadow of yourself, the side you don't want to admit, and to face it, work through it, and then not take that out on the team or your partner at home. Yeah.
I love that because you can't always talk to team members or your family. So it's such good advice to have that outside group.
It's so important. I remember going through that training and you meet with these people to talk about the significant 3% of your life that you can't share with a friend, a family member, a partner, or a colleague. Some things like great success. My friends might not want to hear how I'm crushing it necessarily. And then my colleagues probably don't want to hear how I'm feeling like a loser today.
And it is that roller coaster for sure.
Yeah. Yeah. That was one of the most valuable things I've done as a leader for sure.
The fitness industry is competitive and constantly evolving. How do you stay innovative?
By hiring team members who question and are curious and are natural innovators and who feel safe to question and innovate and fail. So being intentional around that, I love the saying fail fast, but you can't fail fast unless you have an environment where people can really try things. I think we've done really well with that. My leadership team was phenomenal. They made me uncomfortable. I wasn't super excited about launching new class types, for example, during COVID when all our studios were closed, but they gave me the confidence and pushed the envelope there and ended up innovating 3 incredible new class types that we now offer in our studios and online. And it's because I pulled back. I wasn't around the table. I knew when I would be prohibitive of that kind of investigation. And then another big part of innovation is creating systems and process around it. A real clear research and development program. We're going to move forward or we're not. We're going to move forward or we're not. Having those systems in place, thoughtful, strategic ways, really important as well.
And that can be hard because we can think, I don't know if I want to take the time to implement this system because it takes time, but ultimately it usually ends up the best thing to take the time to do it.
Yeah. And it saves time in the long run because I think people confuse. I know I'm very entrepreneurial. So I'm like, squirrel, you look at new things and you want to try them. That is not innovation. That is not strategic. Making sure that whatever you're designing into the next evolution of what you're creating is very strategic with your growth goals and not going to be a distraction and not just going to be a shiny thing. And when you do that, then your time is spent so much more wisely.
Building a strong community is often a key element of success. How have you fostered a sense of community within your business?
Community is the foundation of Bar 3. When my husband and I set out to start Bar 3, one of the key things we wanted to solve was feeling lonely. New York Times recently called boutique fitness the new church because our society has become so fragmented. We are alone more than ever. And having a reason to come together in person, in group, is essential for our health. And we've been doing this since 2008. One of our sayings is relationships matter more than exercise. And so we foster community, even within our lobby. We have a play lounge area where new parents can bring their babies. We foster connections and community there. I see moms all the time finding their play groups, connecting, going out afterwards. How we relate to clients, how we get to know them is part of who we are, our DNA. We train on that just as much as we do how to teach a solid class. And that whole idea of community goes right into our headquarters, and how we treat each other matters to us. It's truly part of our DNA. The reason we decided to be owner operated and franchise with women investors so far is we wanted it to be about her studio and her community and the relationships she authentically was forging with her book club, her play groups, her just to start her business. That fostering that kind of community while making a living was hugely important to us, and also why we were so resilient during COVID, because those relationships that our women owners forged with their clients lasted even when they shut their doors, their clients continued to pay them because of that strong connection.
And that's great that you're building that kind of sustainable company culture. If I can go somewhere and work out, be in a community, find friends, and also feel good about myself on the inside and out, that seems like the best win-win. And it's interesting, you're reminding me, my daughter was taking a dance class where she'd go and do the class and that was fine. But we ended up switching. And at this class, they start with by sharing something about themselves and they end by sharing with all the other classes. And she lights up now when she goes. So it just shows she could go and dance and be fine. But adding that sense of community makes it so much more enjoyable for everyone.
It really does. It's probably not why someone would sign up for a fitness class to make friends. But if you do sign up for a fitness class, you go there and you feel seen and heard and you feel like you belong and are a part of a community, you will come back. You know, that's when people decide to come back and be a part of it and they really see themselves and more than just it being someplace where they can get fit.
How do you see your business growing and evolving in the next 5 years? Do you have any specific goals or projects in mind?
Can make us better. And that starts with our franchisees, people interested in opening up their own studio in their community and lighting up Bar 3 in an authentic way to them. Every time we open a studio with an owner, we get better because we learn from her. This was just magnified. We acquired the Bar Code, which is 22 studios, all run by women. And we're innovating so much more right now because we're learning so much from them as they convert to Bar 3. That is how we will continue to grow. Person by person, authentic connection by authentic connection. From the client side of growing, we're focusing on a depth strategy, a deeper connection with clients. We know we teach remarkable classes. We know we build true authentic connections and community. Where we really want to figure out is to get to know our clients even better and find out how else can we support you with the same philosophy of being well in the world for inner reasons, energy, hormone balance, sleep, nutrition, nourishment, coaching. What are some other thoughtful ways we can support you all day long? That's in combination with this feeling of being strong and empowered in your body. So those are things we're actively looking at. International growth, that's another one.
Magic happens when we focus on the part of ourselves and our business that brings us joy. What is one way that you make sure to find and live your joy?
From a Bar 3 perspective, I teach once a week. It just fills my cup. I taught this morning. It is true joy flow state for me when I'm teaching. It reminds me of my roots, why I'm here. And I'm a client just along with all my other clients. I need it just as much as they do. The other thing that brings me joy is taking time to be still and mindful and have a gratitude practice. So I remember what truly brings me joy. It's surprising. Because I think it might be standing on a stage with a bunch of people clapping, but really it's snuggling with my dogs on the couch on a Wednesday afternoon. As I keep track of my gratitude, I know how to design my life around that versus what I think would or should bring me joy.
Thank you for joining us today. Your journey to building Bar 3 is truly inspiring, and you've inspired me and I know everyone listening to go work out and to think about how we feel from within as we are working out and to check out Bar 3. Can you please share with us how and where we can find you?
Yes, you can find me on Instagram, Sadie Lincoln, Facebook, and then same thing with Bar 3. We're very active on social media, so Instagram, Facebook, all of our studios across the country, our website, bar3, B-A-R-R-E-3.com.
Thank you for joining us today. I'd love to hear from you. Reach out to me at hello@shebuiltit.com, on our She Built It website, or at She Built It on social. Thank you to my editor, Rich Streffolino, who always makes us sound good. Until next time, let nothing stop you from experiencing the life and business that you crave.